My name is Maria Foley and I'm head keeper here at Dingle Ocean Mart.
Maria, you have an amazing job, and I can see here you have tattoos of animals and everything, so this is born for you.
Oh yeah, I've always wanted a career in animals. Whether it was a veterinary or something like this, I knew somewhere I'd end up in this kind of job.
Mm-hmm. And you're here at beautiful Ocean World, and you've had amazing news over the last while, so please tell me about the news.
So we've had our first gentoo chick for the first time in 10 years. A lot of excitement between the staff and everyone, and we've been keeping it hush-hush for the last 4 weeks, because obviously, like a person, you give them the same privacy. And it's been very hard trying to keep it in, but no. We announced it there yesterday, and he or she, even though we keep saying he or she is doing very well, and we're hoping to find out whether it is a boy or a girl in the next coming weeks.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, for anyone that doesn't understand, it's a baby penguin, and it's the most cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. But at 10 years, you must have been delighted.
Yeah, we literally... Even just getting to see one, we're delighted with it, because we have 4 Humboldt chicks as well as a minute, so it's literally as good as a full time creche going on inside here. But no, everyone's so happy to see one, and mom and dad have been doing so well with the chick. We've barely had to step in. We're literally just on the outskirts looking in, making sure everything's going smoothly for them.
And you were saying when he was born, he was in a little egg and he weighed 99 grams, is it?
Yeah, so when he was first, or she, was born, they weighed 99 grams. And as of today, he or she is 4 weeks old, and he or she is nearly 2 kilos already. So, the growth rate of them is absolutely monstrous, and that's how well the parents have been feeding them. And the chick's already onto solids as well. So started eating full sprat as of last week, so we literally are not worried about this chick whatsoever. He's doing so well, and even starting to lose the little baby feathers in some areas. But no, very, very cute.
So he's very fluffy at the moment, but you see he's going to lose that, he or she is going to lose that very soon. So tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so when a little penguin's born, regardless of what species, they've got small feathers called downy feathers. So the whole point of those is to keep them warm and keep them nice and insulated when they're tucked up under mom and dad. But those feathers aren't waterproof. So for whoever might come in here at the minute, you'll see a pin around that nest. So the whole point of that is that's just to keep the chick nice and secure and away from the water, because he or she will start to lose those feathers in the next coming weeks, and they'll start to develop their little adult feathers, which will be waterproof. But that's the whole purpose behind the pin as well, just in case people think there's something up. It's not, he or she are perfectly fine behind the pin.
So basically when they get their adult feathers, it's like a wetsuit.
Yeah, literally. Look lovely, slick and oily. Mm-hmm. Nice clean feathers, and you'll see that he or she will also have little tail feathers. So that's particular species of penguins, they're known as brush tail penguins. They've got long feathers on their tails, so they're starting to develop now too, which is really cute to see.
Mm-hmm. And how many of that species of penguins do you have here?
For gentoos, we've got 16 inside, and as far as Humboldts go, now with our chicks we've got 19. So we've got quite the flock of penguins going on here at the moment.
And how are they taking to the new baby penguin?
All very curious. Everyone's very curious watching them, because obviously the calls are very different to the adults. So we've got that more squeaky, more nasally call. But they've been very curious. They've all been around the nest. They've all been poking their heads in, seeing if they can get a look. But mom and dad are doing the job, and they're keeping them away if they're getting a bit too intrusive.
It must be amazing, Maria, to watch the mother and father, you know, do their duties, because again, it's just, it's natural to them.
This is it, because we were concerned at the start how they would get on, because mom had never actually raised a chick. So we were kind of wondering, would it be the most natural thing for her to just kick in? But the minute he or she started to pip out of the egg, it was full on. She just wanted to stay on the nest, barely wanted to swap with dad, and dad was doing his absolute best to get on the nest as well. But the natural instinct is literally there. They thrive in it.
I'm actually quite surprised how much the father takes in this as well. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the time with animals, it's always the mother that looks after the babies.
Yeah, so I suppose naturally in the wild, if they were to go out to sea or they were out to get food, one parent would be left, and they'd both take turns with gathering enough food to be able to feed the chick. So that natural instinct just stays with them the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So is it like the penguins are kind of like ducks, where they find their mate and that's their mate for life?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes. So they definitely have a preferred partner. Definitely have a preferred partner. But they can wander. they can wander a bit. So then you just monitor that as well to see if anyone's been off with anyone else.
Mm-hmm. So like if they're going into the nightclub on Friday night,
yes, you wouldn't know, but they'll always have a strong favourite.
Oh, very good. And you must have loads of younger people coming in now. You have loads of school tours as well. What are their reactions like?
They're amazed to see the small chicken side there. Well, first of all, I say small, but he is a bit big now, but they just love being able to see the babies. It's really nice to see them going from the small to the adult stage and getting to see the full process of it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially people who might have a yearly pass, they're literally getting to see the whole stage growing up. And that's really nice too, because they even make a point of coming back
mm-hmm.
each time to see them, mm-hmm. Which is really nice to see too. And people do follow very closely when they've known an animal from birth.
Mm-hmm. And as you were saying as well, you know, with their feathers and stuff, but you have to wait a couple of weeks to find out their gender.
Yeah, so you do have the option of doing blood tests straight away, but like that, our approach is we just don't want to be on top of them. We want to leave them alone as much as possible. So we kind of give it the 12-week to 16-week mark, and you have the option of doing bloods to check for DNA, or you can do the same with a little feather follicle, which is less invasive. So you just take a small little sample and you send it away, and they'd be able to confirm as well.
So will you be doing a big christening then?
We do big gender reveal. Big gender reveal here, hopefully.
And obviously the chick doesn't have a name, and it's hard to name them when you don't know their gender at all yet. But you're going to open that up to the public, aren't you, to suggest something?
So we're going to open up a little competition to the public and everyone to give their best possible names, whether it's a boy or a girl. Give all best names in and we'll pick from the lot.
And what are some of the samples of names of some of the penguins outside?
Oh, so inside the Gen 2s, we have got Dad, who's Sven, and Mom, who's Candy. We've got Hugh, who's actually our eldest. So he's the eldest penguin in Ireland. He turned 35 this year. Last month he turned 35.
And what's their life expectancy?
So life expectancy in the wild, you're looking at about 15 to 18 years.
Wow.
So they literally, but he's already doubled it. But he's doing great. He has regular little vet checkups and everything, and he's flying above inside
there. So he's like the programmed fodder inside.
Yeah, he's literally just pottering around. But no, yeah, he's our eldest. Another few names inside there, we've got Kerry, we've got Tom, we've got Schnachta, we've got Ishka. So there's quite a variety. So anything people think of, there's no strict limit. You can just pick whichever you feel free.
Very good. And they should just kind of keep an eye here with Dingle Ocean World when that competition opens
up. Yeah, we're hoping to launch this weekend, probably on our Facebook, I'd imagine, on our socials. So keep an eye out for that.
Maria, you have an amazing job and you're so well immersed in these animals. So they're very lucky to have you. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks a million.
And after I spoke with Maria, I met Grace, who is from Dublin and visits Dingle Ocean World every year. And she told me what she thought of the baby penguin. What's your own name?
Grace,
you came to see the baby penguin today, did you?
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
I thought he was really cute and really small. I couldn't believe what size he was when he was born. I thought it was really cool that he was in his own cage, like in the aquarium. And I loved the way he was with his parents as well. I thought it was really cute.
If you could name the penguin, what would you name him or her?
I would name it...
Think about it.
Yeah.
Your name Bubbles or something?
Yeah, probably like Bubbles or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you hear all the noises they're making now at the moment. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you come here often, Grace?
We come here once a year.
So it's lovely to see the family expanding.
Yeah.
Well, Grace, thank you so much. I let you go back and enjoy watching them.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to Grace and to Maria for speaking to me. And I assume you heard there as well the squeaks and the squalling in the background. That is the penguins. So the noises that they make are something you just don't expect. But you should definitely go out and see them while that baby penguin is still so small. But as Maria said, they're growing at a rapid rate. And I'm just wondering, what would you name the baby penguin? And I was thinking about this as well, right? So if the baby penguin is a boy, I think the penguin should be called Tim. And if the penguin is a girl, it should be called Rosie. And they're just names off the top of my head. So make sure you meet the penguin while you can. And let me know if you have already met the penguin and what you thought of it as well.